Dear friends in Christ, since no doubt there are some of you who do not know who I am, I will introduce myself. My name is David Lau, the father of your prof, Joe Lau. For over a year, I have been involved in writing a history of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, the CLC. I was asked to do this in connection with the 50th anniversary of the CLC, which we will be celebrating next spring. It looks as though this book will have 22 chapters. Last year, I presented chapel talks on the first 7 chapters, and it is my plan, God willing, to talk to you in this school year about the remaining 15 chapters. So today I want to give you a brief introduction to chapter 8, which is entitled Concerning Church and Ministry. Let me take you back to the late 1950s, in the years right before the CLC was born. A number of pastors and congregations had withdrawn from their former synods because of the toleration of false teaching. Now they wanted to form a new organization, a new synod, because there was a lot of church work that needed to be organized and carried out. But before they could get organized, they wanted to be sure that they were in agreement on what they were teaching. There were 2 doctrines in particular on which there was much confusion. The one was church fellowship. So they studied what the Bible had to say, and they summarized their findings in a pamphlet called Concerning Church Fellowship, which was accepted as a statement that was in complete agreement with Bible teaching. The other doctrine on which there was so much confusion was church and ministry, particularly the relationship between a Christian congregation and a Christian synod, and the relationship between someone called by a congregation and someone called by a synod. Well, what was the problem? Well, some people had the idea that congregations like Messiah Lutheran Church in Eau Claire or your home congregations can rightly be called church, but that synods like the CLC should not be called church. These same people believe that pastors called by congregations are ministers of the gospel, but that professors called by synods, like the CLC, are not really ministers of the gospel on the same level as pastors. These same people would object to the name of our church body. They would say we should not call ourselves Church of the Lutheran Confession, but rather Churches of the Lutheran Confession, because only an individual congregation can rightly be called church. What do you do when a problem arises like this among Christians? Well, we go back to the Bible, the Word of God. We study the Bible to see what God has to say about any question that has been raised. So back in the late 1950s, a pastor from Clarkston, Washington, Pastor Leonard Berntal, was asked to lead the group in a study of this question. What he learned from the Bible is that our Lord Jesus has given the authority to preach the gospel to those who believe in him. Those who believe in Jesus are the members of his church. We can't tell exactly who they are because faith is a matter of the heart. But the Lord knows those who are his. We can also be sure that wherever the gospel is preached, the Holy Spirit is going to create some believers, because God's word promises that his word will not return to him void or empty without effect. And so wherever the gospel is preached, Christ's church will be there. Our Lord Jesus said, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Therefore, wherever believers are found on earth, these believers have the right and the authority to call pastors or teachers or missionaries or other church workers to speak in their name. So if these believers gather together in a local congregation, they can call a pastor or teacher or missionary to speak in their behalf. But also when believers from different congregations gather together for a synod convention, or for a synod activity, they also, as believers in Jesus, can call pastors, teachers, missionaries, or church workers to speak in their behalf. So there's no real difference between a congregation and a synod, since both of them are made up of believers in Jesus. And both of them can therefore call pastors or teachers or missionaries as ministers of the gospel. And all of these servants of the church, whether they are called by a congregation or by a synod, are ministers of the gospel on the same level, even though they may have different duties. It took many years and many meetings before our fathers were able to summarize what they had learned from the Bible on church and ministry. In 1960, 8 theses or paragraphs on the doctrine were adopted, and in 1962, a pamphlet that explained these 8 theses was adopted. The pamphlet was entitled Concerning Church and Ministry, and it still serves as our confession on this doctrine. Not everyone agreed with this confession, and those who did not agree with it formed other church bodies with their own confessions. There are still some of these church bodies in existence today. For example, the Concordia Lutheran Conference, CLC, same initials as ourselves, and the Lutheran Churches of the Reformation, LCR. So these two church bodies disagree with us on this confession, but we believe that our confession is based solidly on the Word of God. Let me quote just one statement from our confession. Any group of professing Christians gathered in Christ's name can rightly be called church because of the Christians in it. Now let us sing hymn in the Lutheran hymnal 477, the first 2 stanzas.